You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is Dave Freeland, your host on Sounds of Joy, inviting you to listen Sunday mornings at 6 on WCNO FM.
Hurricane Irma ripped through the Caribbean, destroying some islands with up to 90% devastation, sustaining 185 mile per hour winds, making it a record-breaking hurricane. It destroyed homes, flooded cities, and killed power to millions of people. Devastating floods affected all of us here in Florida and left many people homeless. We will pray for patience, love, and guidance in this time. In Florida, we're survivors. We will rise up, rebuild, and stand together and become even stronger than we were before. So we're asking you to help us support the hurricane relief effort by texting IRMA to 772-800-2464.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
And so Jesus takes them up into this upper room, and he does something that every Jewish boy had seen all their life. He brings them into the Shabbat, or to the Passover meal, and he takes the bread, which they have seen since the time when Moses was getting the children of Israel out of Egypt, when they put the blood of the lamb over the doorpost and they had the first Passover feast. They've watched this year after year after year. He takes this bread and he takes this blood. I mean, the Passover feast was a sign of deliverance for the children of Israel from a cruel ruler, a dictator. And how God brought them from a slave master and set them free because they were slaves. So when they celebrate Passover, they're celebrating the fact that they were set free from slavery. Come on, is that right? Amen. And so now here's Jesus. He's having the Passover feast a day early because he knows what's about to happen to him. He told the disciples, he said, "My time has come," and he's doing something that they've seen all their life as a remembrance of God's deliverance of the children of Israel up out of Egypt. But now he's delivering the kingdom of the world out of darkness and giving the opportunity for everybody to come into the kingdom of light. Now he's at a Last Supper, holding bread and a glass of wine. And he says something that he should have been killed for instantly. Because every Jewish boy and every Jewish girl knew what Shabbat was. He said, I am the bread. It's my body. It's wine. It's my blood. In other words, I'm your deliverer. Not God in heaven, I'm your deliverer. My body. My blood. He profoundly said to them, and they understood this, I am the Messiah. I'm about to enter into my new kingdom. It's coming. Somebody say, it's coming. That was blasphemy. He should have been killed right there. But see, Jesus didn't care about their rules. He committed blasphemy when these four crazy friends had a buddy that was a paraplegic, and they were crazy walking down the road because they heard Jesus was in the house. They looked around the house, couldn't get him in the house. All the windows were packed. They said, somebody said, I know what we're going to do. Let's climb up on the roof. We'll drop him through the roof. And four crazy friends who had faith dropped this dude down from the roof, and Jesus looks at him and does not immediately say, get up off your mat. He says to him, your sins are forgiven. The Pharisees, who are you to forgive someone's sins? Because, I mean, no, you couldn't forgive nobody's sin unless you was in the temple. You had to be a high priest. You had to make a sacrifice. You had to put the blood on the altar. But Jesus, who was the blood, your sins are forgiven. Who are you to say that? Come on, somebody, help me. Amen. I think that's just cool. Jesus went around breaking all them rules. I just love Jesus. I like being like him because he did all kinds of radical things. Everybody thinks he was some like calm, non-smiling, non-joking around Jesus. Just walk around like this solemn all the time. Your sins are forgiven. If Jesus is like that in heaven, I don't want to go. I'll tell you right now because I don't think he was like that. I think Jesus was as real as we are. He liked to laugh and have a good time. And you know what else? His kingdom was so obvious that Jesus wasn't even good looking. Matter of fact, the Bible says he wasn't no hunk. He wasn't handsome. He wasn't nothing that you would look at. But he spoke with so much authority that people would look at him and go, who is this man? He says things I've never heard before. It's like my heart is cut when he talks. It's amazing to me. Isn't that amazing? He goes to Peter and he says, Peter, I'm gonna wash your feet. What are you talking about? Wash my feet. You don't wash feet. Slaves wash feet, Jesus. You just got through saying you're the Messiah. You just got through saying we're going to conquer Rome. What are you talking about? Wash feet. Never. Never. And Jesus said to Peter, he said, Peter, in my kingdom, in the new kingdom, we wash feet. To be the greatest in my kingdom, you have to become the least. In my kingdom, to become the greatest, you have to serve. Come on, help me somebody. Amen. The way you exercise power in my kingdom is you serve. The way you get wealth in my kingdom is you give. The way you overcome in my kingdom is you forgive. Is everybody all right?
Yes.
Come on. And he puts on this towel. He kneels at their feet. He begins to wash their feet. And he's washing their feet. Peter said, Lord, Lord, don't do it. He said, Peter, I'm not a way, I'm the way. I'm not just a life, I'm the life. Not just some truth, I'm the truth. Peter, it's going to be all right. Let me wash your feet. And then he told him, he said, and if you see me do this, you need to keep doing it. Come on, it's not a one-time deal. Amen? In the kingdom of this world, people seek to be served. In the counterculture, the kingdom serves. We serve each other. Come on, somebody, say we serve each other. Peter's like, Lord, you can't do this. You can't be a slave. You got to realize something, man. Washing somebody's feet back then is not like washing somebody's feet today. It's not like going down to the little shop down there by PetSmart or wherever it is and putting your feet up in a little bowl and all these little women get on your little feet with all these little things and massage your feet and rub your calves and you just, ooh, that's just lovely. It went like that. Because back then, everybody had sandals. They didn't have boots. If you had, you know, if you walked in the mud back then, you walked in the mud with sandals. You didn't walk in the mud with boots. Everybody had sandals. And how many know back then, they didn't have cars or trucks. Their main mode of transportation was horses and donkeys and camels. Come on, somebody. I don't know if you know this, but those are animals, and they don't really go to a restroom when they have to use a restroom. They just walk down the road, and feces just falls out the back of them, and urine just falls out of their belly up and down the street all day. So you have to understand that when the disciples walked through these dusty streets of Jerusalem every day, they were stepping in a bunch of crap all the time. They were stepping in a bunch of urine all the time. It was stinky, and it was smelly. So when you came into a house, your feet were really disgusting. And your sandals were disgusting. Your feet didn't smell because of bad foot odor. Smell because of something else. Do I need to make that any plainer? Jesus said this. He said, I'm going to teach my people in my kingdom. That's the way my kingdom emerges in the earth. That's the way my kingdom comes. It comes through being a servant. He said, I'm looking for a group of people in the world today that will touch the dirty places of society, that ain't afraid to go out in the streets, that ain't afraid to preach the word, that ain't afraid to go on a mission trip and help somebody that ain't even got a house to live in and help somebody get some food and bring somebody some water. I'm looking for somebody that ain't afraid of addiction and ain't afraid of pain and ain't afraid of what this costs. I'm looking for somebody that won't shut up, back up, and be quiet. That'll reach down and wash the filth off of this culture and give somebody a little bit of hope. Praise the Lord. I wonder if I got anybody at True Church today that says I want to be a part of a counterculture kingdom. A kingdom that has no end. Praise the Lord. Come on, are you getting this? Touch somebody and say, we got to wash some feet. I'm looking for some people that ain't intimidated by this culture, not intimidated by universities and colleges that preach progressivism every day and come against the Christians and come against God and come against Jesus. Somebody that will stand up and declare the word of the Lord. I wonder if we got any warriors in the house today. I got about 10 of you trying to be a warrior. Come on, somebody. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty to pulling down strongholds. Casting down every high imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. Every thought, every deed of this culture that is bent on your destruction, that is bent on changing the way you think. God has given you authority and power to overcome it. We're going to wash the filth off of this world. Come on. Praise the Lord. I feel good. He takes the basin, the water bowl. He dips his hand in the water bowl and he begins to wash the filth off of their feet. All the power in the kingdom comes from the basin. You want to move into the things that God has for your destiny? You better learn how to operate out of the basin. You want to be lifted up, you better learn how to get down. You want to understand what it really means to be prosperous in this kingdom that we're talking about? You have to lay your life down.
Hurricane Irma ripped through the Caribbean, destroying some islands with up to 90% devastation, sustaining 185 mile per hour winds, making it a record-breaking hurricane. It destroyed homes, flooded cities, and killed power to millions of people. Devastating floods affected all of us here in Florida and left many people homeless. We will pray for patience, love, and guidance in this time.
In Florida,
we're survivors. We will rise up, rebuild, and stand together and become even stronger than we were before.
So we're asking you to help us support the hurricane relief effort by texting IRMA to 772-800-2464.
Jesus said this. He was walking one time with the disciples. And he said to his disciples, you're going to be one of mine? You're going to have to take up your cross and follow me. When he said that, he had not yet taken up his cross. Now think about this. It was a common day occurrence for crucifixions to take place in Jerusalem. It was commonplace for somebody that was found guilty of a crime that was going to be crucified, for them to carry their burden or their cross to the place of their crucifixion. We saw this every day. Jesus, in the presence of his disciples, told them, this kingdom that we're talking about, it's going to require some sacrifice. You can't be selfish. Cannot be all about you. Amen. You're going to have to pick up your cross and carry it. Yes. See, the cross is a picture of the journey that we're all on to giving our life away. I mean, there ain't nobody carrying a cross that's planning on giving their life away. Come on. You see people walking around, they're not carrying a cross. It means they have no intention of giving their life away. But when you come across people that are in love with Jesus and you see them carrying the burdens of their friends, carrying the burdens of their community, carrying the burdens of strangers, carrying that cross, it's a sign to the unbeliever that they are prepared to give their life away. But don't get me wrong, man. It's... doesn't mean you have to go through life and be a victim. You go through life victorious. It's not slugfest. Because in the counterculture kingdom, we're mighty. Faith moves mountains. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, he has faith to level mountains and to make low places level. How many know if there's level mountains and low places are level, then you don't have mountains and low places anymore. You just have level land. And the counterculture of the kingdom, man, everything is balanced out with God's goodness. So we give our life away, but by the fact that we give our life away, we are empowered to live a place of victory. By giving our life away, we move into the place of blessing. By giving our life away, we move into the place of prosperity. And he didn't just leave us to fight battles empty-handed. He gave us weapons. Somebody say, he gave me a weapon. He gave us weapons. when I was in the Navy, man, I mean, you did the F word in the Navy. It had like 20,000 different definitions to it. Everywhere you go today, man, it's just like commonplace. You can't even walk into to Walmart without hearing somebody drop an F-bomb. Come on, amen? You can't. It's just like commonplace. God gave you a weapon that is so much more powerful than an F-bomb. You know what it is? It's a J-bomb. J-bomb. Somebody shout J-bomb. It's the name of Jesus. That means that no matter where you go on this journey, no matter what you encounter, you have the authority of the name of Jesus operating in your life. That means that no matter what you come across, you can just drop a J-bomb on it. I don't care if it's come and it's come to set you apart or take you down or take you out. You can just look at it and say, in Jesus' name. Just drop the J-bomb on you. Come on, somebody. See, I think sometimes we get so intimidated by the enemy of our life that we get tricked into keeping our mouth shut, because he knows if he can get you to keep your mouth shut, then he can get one up on you. But when you learn how to open your mouth and speak the word of somebody, come on, somebody, and learn how to speak the word of God, drop a J-bomb in the middle of your situation, all of a sudden you have removed yourself from the circumstances of your life and you have brought him into the middle of whatever it is you're dealing with. And let me tell you something, he's got all authority, all power, allow everything to handle anything you got. The next time you get mad at somebody, just drop a J-bomb on them. Jesus! That's a good weapon. Somebody say, that's a good weapon. That's another weapon. You know what another weapon is? It's called the Word of God. Somebody shout the Word of God. See, y'all, we don't know the Word anymore. We just hear the Word every now and then. But I'm going to tell you right now, you need to know the Word of God. You need to get the Word of God in your heart, you know. Come on, somebody. Because when everything's coming against you and it looks like all hell's broke loose and all of a sudden you're looking down at the ground, you can't get your head up and you don't know what to do, then all of a sudden the Word of God can come in your life and you say, oh, no, I ain't got to keep my head down here. He's the glory and the lifter of my head. Come on, somebody. And they say, well, and the devil said, well, you ain't got nothing. And then the Word of God can just come alive and you say, well, he'll supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Praise the Lord. You ain't never going to do that. You won't never amount to anything. You can't get there. You can't go there. I can. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. You might not think I can. You might think you've got me caught. But I got some word on the inside of me that says I can do all things. See, I think we got too many I can't Christians in the Bible, in the world today. We got too many people say, I can't do it. I can't love them. I can't forgive them. I can't go there. I can't let it go. It hurts too much. You can. Somebody shout, I can. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Praise the Lord. See, we got to get the Word to come alive. And that's another weapon. Somebody say, get a weapon. See, I got the name of Jesus. I got the Word of God. You know what else you got? We were doing it earlier. The power of praise. Oh! Oh! See, when you can learn how to praise on your worst days, that's a weapon of warfare that'll do the enemy in. Because the devil don't understand it. Your friends don't understand it. Your family that ain't saved don't understand it. When all hell done broke loose in your life and the doctor called you and said, it ain't looking good, honey. And then we got to do this to you. We got to do this to you. You got a 30% chance of survival. It ain't looking good. And the doctor tell you that? And all your family go, oh, no, it's terrible. And you say, well, it ain't bothering me. Praise God. Glory to God. I know who I serve. Greater is my God. I praise you, Lord, in the midst of my mess. I praise you in the middle of my trial. I'm blessed and not cursed. I'm the healed of the Lord. By his stripes I've been healed. No weapon formed against me can prosper. Come on, somebody, I want to praise you. Somebody say, get a weapon. See, God done equipped you on this journey. You got everything you need to carry your cross. He's greater.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help.
Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy.
Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.
Like the rising sun.
Victory resound in the tents of the righteous.